Allah asked you to abstain from food morning to evening. And trust me, when you break your fast in the evening, that's not a sign of doing qada for the lunch that you missed. No. You have a simple meal. Those who succeed to fast in the most correct way in Ramadan are those who cut down their food in the month of Ramadan. Cut down your food. Eat less. For suhoor, you will be able to have a beautiful day without feeling much that you are fasting. But if right in the morning, before you start the fast, you have had a heavy meal, what happens? The enzymes are digesting, the energy required to digest, and everything is happening, and acidity is building. By 10 o'clock in the morning, your belly is rumbling because it's calling for more food, because you had a very heavy meal. So the sunnah is to have a light meal early morning. Suhoor is only for purposes of barakah. So you have something that takes long to digest, perhaps grains, perhaps a bit of porridge or cereal, a little bit of milk, maybe some water, some dates, perhaps dates are high in iron and fiber and so on, and a little bit. And then you see how your day goes, because your stomach will not rumble at 10 o'clock. Your energies are used to digest food. So when you have little of it, less energy is used. But we make a mistake. It's like we think, okay, I need to hold my breath, so let me take a deep breath. So we take a deep breath. Food is not the same. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be eating up to 7 o'clock in the evening, so let me have as much as I can early morning. No, that's not how it works with food. It actually works the other way. When you eat less, you are less prone to becoming hungry quick. Remember this. It's one of the secrets of fasting. When we say secrets, we don't mean hidden in a closet, but what we mean is something that you need to know that a lot of people are unaware of. And in the evening, if you want to read Taraweeh correctly, make sure your iftar is light. You know, if you are going to eat a whole load of biryani and, you know, this beautiful rice and everything else that comes with, and everything else they mention, and you have a whole pile of it in the evening and your belly is popping out, you know, you think you're going to read Salat al-Taraweeh? You will start Allahu Akbar, and firstly your hands are tied like 1 meter in front of you because that's your belly, you know. May Allah forgive us. And a little while later, we are, all the gas is building up in the belly and so on, and then this man is disturbing us with his burping and we are disturbing him like a competition, and the masjid smells of food. Astaghfirullah. Be a respectable person. That is not how you should treat Ramadan. That is not the case. Have a light meal. Have something healthy. Some of us have fried food as soon as we open the fast. You know, we have savories or fries and so on. Do you know that that is probably the most unhealthy thing you could ever have on an empty stomach? The healthiest thing, water, dates, a bit of yogurt, perhaps a bit of bread. Subhanallah. That is extremely healthy. In fact, it's part of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The water and the dates and so on, a little bit of bread and some yogurt. Subhanallah, amazing. But with us, no. We must have all these fries. You know, they call them pies and samosas and whatever else. I'm not too sure in this part of the world what exactly you have. But it looks nice. That is the most unhealthy thing ever that you could have had on an empty stomach. May Allah forgive us. So we need to learn some discipline.